Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
Thank you, Mary, very, very much, and welcome back to our second and final hour for this Sunday morning. We're here every Sunday from 8 until 10, and podcasts of our program are at neilsperry.com. My office telephone number, in case you're trying to call through and just couldn't get through and then forgot the number, is 800-752-GROW. As we wrap up the pre-production special price offer on my new book that we'll start printing tomorrow, 800-752-4769. We have a good many calls here, so I won't give that number right now. But we will go to the Dallas Arboretum for Tucker Reed's Dallas Arboretum Report. He is the horticulture manager at the Dallas Arboretum, and it is sponsored by North Haven Gardens. The founder of North Haven was also the founder of the Dallas Arboretum. So there we go. Tucker, good morning.
Good morning.
And we're going to talk about daffodils.
We are, because, you know, I walked around the garden all week, and the biggest question I kept getting was the confusion over the name of daffodils. So this is my attempt to try to help people out understand not only how to grow them and all that, but the names.
This is Tucker bringing light to the world.
I'm trying. our little part of it, maybe.
Yes, that's right.
You know, Narcissus is the Latin name. That is the Latin name, the scientific name of the plant.
The whole big group.
The whole big group. And that group is divided into 13 divisions. I'm not even going to go there because it gets real confusing real quick.
Mm-hmm.
But the common name, I keep hearing people thinking Jonquil is a common name or a Latin name. And it's not. That is a common name. It is also a division. So there's a whole division of Jonquils. And daffodil is the common name also. So when you hear those three names, and those are the ones that were thrown around all week in the garden, because the daffodils are really in great bloom. They're actually probably getting destroyed by this wind right now.
Mm.
But they were in really great bloom earlier this week. And everybody was just, what is a Jonquil? Well, a Jonquil is a daffodil. Well, what is a daffodil? Well, daffodil is a narcissus.
let me bounce something off you as two guys discussing horticulture. I would say in my mind's eye that a Jonquil is, and granted, they are all in the genus Narcissus, but I would consider a Jonquil to be a smaller flowering, maybe earlier, but especially a smaller flowering member of that group. And daffodils usually, to me, speak to the ones that are fist size or so. You don't see little bitty daffodils. I don't know if any of those 13 classes have tiny daffodils per se. How accurate, how close am I?
Some of the divisions have small flowers, some of them. I mean, there's miniatures. There's a division, I think it's number 8 or 9, that is a whole division of just miniatures.
And are they called jonquils or are they called daffodils?
They're called daffodils. Jonquils are actually technically, they have multiple flowers on a single stem.
Yeah, that's
kind of
true.
Like a paper white. But yep. There's also paper white. There's a division of paper whites as well.
And we call them paper white narcissus.
Right, exactly. So then that's where it just keeps going around.
All right, I want to cut to the chase because everybody says, oh, that's fine. Let the botanists argue about that. They can go to war if they want to. I'm staying out of that. From a practical standpoint, which ones do you find to be the best long-term investments for a landscape, those that come back year after year?
I made a quick list this morning. I will read them off quickly. There's 7 that I'm regularly using in my own garden, or if somebody asks me, what should I plant in my garden? One is Ice Follies. It's
best,
a white with a yellow trumple.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's Carlton, which is one of the medium-large-sized yellow daffodil.
Mm-hmm.
There's Tete-a-Tete, which is a small, multi-flowering yellow daffodil. Usually doesn't get much more than 6 inches, but it can naturalize like mad. Falconet, which is a tall daffodil, but a small flower.
I don't know that
flowers.
One. Okay.
Jetfire, which is another small one. I find a lot of the small ones that actually put on a really good show when they're planted well. Jetfire is another little yellow one. Dutch Master, I put it on there because it's the classic big yellow daffodil. It's going to give you a couple years. It's not going to give you 5-10 years.
Mm-hmm.
If you want that, you're going to need to go to Carlton and go with a little bit smaller flower than Dutch Master.
Mm-hmm.
And the one that's really fun that I've started using, and it's just because it's different, is one called Accent, A-C-C-E-N-T. It's white with a pink trumpet. I just think it looks a little different in the garden. Has the same shape. Totally looks like a daffodil, but it just doesn't have the color that you're expecting. And I think it's really a fun little change in the world, especially when you have like early flowering quince, if they're pink, going in with some of these other, like when you put them around hellebores that are pink, it's really a fun little play on the color.
It sounds like. Does the accent come back year after year?
It does. Mine does. Mine's
good.
Coming back, yep.
That's so. What we need. All right. And so you're saying if we want to see daffodils, come on out.
You should. They're actually most of our daffodils. There's a few later varieties that are still going to put on a show, but most of the earlier varieties are either in peak or already gone over the hill and starting down the hill to being done. We're going into the real tulip time right now.
Into tulip time, you bet, and then on into the springtime. Dallas Blooms continues on, folks. Tell us what's going on there.
Dallas Blooms goes on. There's all kinds of special events. There's always on Monday, Mommy and Me Mondays, with all kinds of kids events. Tanya Tot Tuesday, which is the same kind of thing, just on Tuesday, with the petting zoo and face painting and all these things that you can get the kids involved and they get to play in the garden and see all the wonders that the Dallas Arboretum can bring you.
That's great. Folks, there's all kinds of information at dallasarboretum.org. And I want to tell you that Tucker has been given a lot of responsibility in probably the most challenging year in the history of winters in North Texas. And God bless you. That's a tough job. You and your horticulture staff are trying to keep up with nature. And that's not always easy, Tucker.
It isn't. Thank you for the shout, because it has been a tough year, and it's not seeming that today seems to be a little bit different. I'm going to have people covering plants tonight.
Isn't it crazy?
It's a little scary for some of the things. Almost the first day of spring, I'm still covering plants and pots. And
it's just crazy. We are grateful for what you do. Thank you, my friend. How do they find the Dallas Arboretum?
You find us at 8525 Garland Road. We're on the southeast side of Watt Rock Lake. It's coming from Point South. Take the Grand Avenue exit and head north. It'll turn into Garland Road. If you're coming from Points North, take the Garland Road exit and head south and follow the green signs.
All right. We gave the website as dallasarboretum.org. Why don't you give the 24-hour information phone number?
Yeah, it's 214-515-6500.
I think between the two of us, we got her covered. You're wonderful. Thank you, Tucker.
Thank you.
Talk to you next Sunday. Tucker Reed from the Dallas Arboretum, sponsored, as I mentioned, by North Haven Gardens, the place to go for all kinds of great things. They have a lot of plants that come into their marketplace at North Haven that are new to us, that we haven't seen before. In fact, I think probably, I've said this many times, I think probably two-thirds of the new plants that have come into the marketplace in the last, 63 years since they opened their doors, probably started at North Haven Gardens. Mighty Tomatoes have arrived at North Haven. These grafted tomatoes are stronger and more vigorous with better yields. Now, these are grafted. They're going to cost a little more, but this is the new art and science of tomato growing. Heirloom types like Paul Robeson and Amish Paste are available. Go to nhg.com and view their variety list of these and many other tomatoes. Of course, they have regular tomato transplants if that's what you prefer. It's time to plant berries, and they have a wonderful selection of unusual berries. I hope you'll look at their selection and give them a try. Now, if you had problems with grasshoppers last year, you could get the Nolo Bait, which naturally controls more than 90 species of grasshoppers. Nolo Bait, available to you at North Haven Gardens. And make room for blooms. North Haven Gardens has flowering shrubs and trees, exciting varieties of peonies, clematis, heirloom bulbs, now the ordinary seasonal color, and hanging baskets. This is a 9-acre nursery, and it really is a fun place to shop. I hope you'll go there. I've been going there since 1970. Others have been going there since they opened in 1951. They're at 7700 North Haven Road between Hillcrest and Central, open 7 days a week, and they'd love to see you today. 214-363-5316. They have lots of pop-up meetings and other kinds of demonstrations and gatherings, and they invite you to participate. All the details at nhg.com, 7700 North Haven Road in Dallas, North Haven Gardens.
I'm Steve Hauser of Arborological Services. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
Thank you, Steve, very, very much. Steve ought to be sitting here beside me for this next question. We go to George in Carrollton. George, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Thanks for waiting. Yes, sir.
No, thank you for your call. Taking the call. I'm working with an arborist or a tree service company about trimming a couple of live oak trees in my front yard. Their backlog is such that they're not going to be able to get to me until sometime late next month at the earliest. And I've always thought that that type of heavy pruning needed to be done earlier in the year, so I was afraid it may be a little bit too late to do that.
I would get a second opinion. In talking to Steve Hauser, actually himself, the other day, I said, how caught up are you from the ice storm of December? He said, Neil, we are still trying to dig out. One of the problems that you have in pruning oaks in the springtime is the possibility of spreading oak wilt. The oak wilt mats, fungal mats, are active in the spring, and then they kind of dry up and die in the summertime. So if it's going to be spread, it'll be spread in the spring. You need to have a really good arborist on the job. I would guarantee you that they need to seal those cuts the minute that they finish them with pruning sealant, with oak wilt, with oak pruning in the springtime. I don't know that you'd want to wait until summer. From mid-July on, you're fine. And if you don't have open wounds that are a result of the ice damage, ice storm, then maybe you do wait. But if you have open wounds anyway, then probably having them clean them up and apply the pruning sealant would be a good plan. But I would get a second opinion, and I would rather you didn't respond to this next comment. I rarely will refer people to my sponsors as part of an answer, but at least with a second opinion, I would call Arborological Services if they are not the people that you have currently scheduled. And if they are, then it doesn't hurt to get a second opinion from another certified arborist. That's the main thing. Get somebody that's certified.
I appreciate that very much. Is it too late already?
The parameter when oak wilt was first, I won't say identified, but we learned more and more about it. And this is something that was said 25 years ago. You need to prune oak trees between Thanksgiving and Valentine's Day. Just an odd set of bookends there for the pruning time. And then the plant pathologists and arborists began to realize that the oak wilt wasn't spreading in the heat of the summer, nor was it much of a problem at all in the fall. So the only time that really is taboo is from late February through midsummer. And taboo if oak wilt is active, taboo if you don't protect by sealing the cuts. Normally we don't want to use black pruning sealant on cut branches, on wounds, because they heal faster without it. But in the case of oaks, you need that extra protection. So, yeah, I'd say if you called them a month ago, it was getting pretty close to pretty late then. But this is probably not going to be a huge issue, George. That's where you rely on a certified arborist. They will know. They've had that training. I'm uncomfortable doing this because, unlike most other talk shows, I don't lay heavily on promoting my advertisers except in their own ads. But I will tell you that Russell Peters at Arborological Services has a master's degree in oak wilt. And so if you call and ask for Russell himself in this case, let him be the guy who trumps anything I just told you. I'm fine with that. He's smarter than I am.
No problem. Appreciate that. One last quick question.
Sure.
How do you know if oak wilt is active now or not?
It's active in the spring. What you don't know is whether it's active in the general vicinity. It's spread by a bark beetle. And if you don't have oak wilt in the general neighborhood, then that lessens the chance that the bark beetle is going to be there and therefore will act as the vector to spread it to your tree. There are areas where oak wilt is just prominent, and there are areas where it's not much of a factor. So that's where your arborist will know, somebody who serves that area.
I appreciate it very much, sir.
Yeah, give them a call. They're good. All right, thanks for the call. All right, let's see where I am. I am a little behind on getting to my first break, so I think we'll do that right now. I was going to try to get a couple calls done, but that was a very good call and a very important one, as you could tell. Folks, I hope that you are interested in my book. Obviously, you are. Thousands of you are. And I'm humbled by the turnout for my book. And I'm sorry that it is 3 or 4 weeks late. Normally, I'm on time with my things. But as I wrote the book and as we began to realize, Neil, you are putting hundreds more photos in and you are adding 100 pages to the book, I realized, okay, That's why it's taken me 3 or 4 extra weeks. We said it would be out in early to mid-March. It's going to be out in early to mid-April, so no need to call and ask when's my book going to arrive. I know many of you ordered it several months ago, and what you have allowed me to do is to know how many to order and actually to order more than I would have otherwise, and I'm grateful for that. And that's why we gave you that low price and why I'm continuing that low price right now. Even when we found out that we're going to have to pay for 100 more pages, I didn't change the price, $24.95, and I will hold that price. But the book goes, it's the pre-print price, and printing begins at 8 tomorrow morning. So you have come to the deadline. You need to call today, and our office will be open another hour and a half until 11 this morning at 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769. You can order all day today at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. This is Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I'm self-publishing it. It will not be in stores. It will not be on Amazon. You have to order it one of those two ways. We have extra people at the office right now. This is the book that it's not a revision of the Complete Guide to Texas Gardening books, the books that have the cowboy boots on the cover. This one is a totally different look. If you see a book in a store, that's not this one. That's the old one. And if you want the new one, you're going to need to call the number or go to my website. I'll repeat them in a minute. But this is the book that replaces those books, that is much, much more thorough. It has everything that those books had and 10 times more. It also has every piece of information I had in my gardening calendars of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants in a 48-page chapter. It also has all of our comprehensive posters that we have done reduced into book form, page after page of these charts that give you every comparative thing you need to know to buy the perfect shade tree or annual flower or a perennial or whatever for your landscape. I love the book. It's been a labor of love. Every morning when I've gotten up at 5:30 or 6 or 6:30 and I have come downstairs to sit at the computer until what I know will be 10 or 11 at night, I have loved every morning. I've been excited for 9 months. I think you'll agree when you see the book. But you have to call today if you'd like to get that $24.95 price. There's $7 postage on it. If you'd like to get my magazine at half price at the same time, you can do that, but only if it's come to the same address and only if it's ordered at the same time. Good for new or renewing subscribers. $24.95 for the book. $36.90, book and magazine, satisfaction guaranteed, 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, until 11 this morning, neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com.
Change of seasons is always a blessing, except for your foundation. Hi, this is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair. Spring rains can make the soil expand, sometimes with enough force to do serious damage to foundations. And then it gets dry and the foundation goes the other direction. It's always moving. The patented Advanced ProLift Repair System is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house, season to season, owner to owner. Estimates are free, so give them a call. 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair.
Dixon Brothers is at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite. Mary and Alan Travelan own and operate that business. They have wonderful employees, many of them with many, many years experience there. If you have a swimming pool that's had damage, they can help you. If you want to put in a water garden, they can help you. If you have anything that deals with water, that touches water, that needs a pump or a motor or that needs a liner or whatever, they have it all at Dixon Brothers. Half an acre, 20,000 square foot showroom. Now, did you have pool equipment freeze damage? Help is on the way. Let Dixon Brothers come to your rescue. 972-288-7537. They're open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. Call tomorrow. Dixon Brothers licensed technicians will repair the system and install a freeze guard to protect you from further freeze damage. That's 972-288-7537. Now, their licensed techs can repair that pool or the water garden or whatever it is. Install that freeze guard so you'll be ready for years to come. Visit the Dixon Brothers showroom for cold weather pond supplies and for everything you need to get your pond and pool ready for the springtime. They have it all. They have thermometers and other professional Pond products. Knowledgeable aquatic specialists assist you with all of your pool, pond, and water garden needs, no matter the weather. They are the Metroplex authority in swimming pools, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. That's Dixon Brothers, D-I-C-K-S-O-N. They are at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite, one block north of historic downtown Mesquite, 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers in Mesquite.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
Before you trim trees or start construction that might bring you or your tools within 10 feet of power lines, whether they're above or below ground, you need to call Encore at 888-313-6862. 888-313-6862. They can help you determine what needs to be done so that your project can be completed safely. Don't work on tree limbs that are in contact with power lines. If you see smoke or fire, you call 911 and you get out of the way. And before digging in your yard for shrubs, trees, or fence posts or any other kind of construction, you want to call them to make sure you know where those below ground lines are. And for that, you call 811, and they'll come out within 2 business days and mark those for you. Give them 2 business days lead. Now, one other thing I'm going to suggest, and that is that when you're out nursery shopping this spring, one of the questions you need to ask of the nurseryman, and you need to do your homework even before you leave to go buy the tree. How tall, how wide will this tree get? And you need to make sure that you have room relative to your power lines for that new tree. Know before you grow so you don't end up with trees that have to be flat-sided or topped. That's Encore Electric Service Delivery. All the details at oncoreencore.com. Back to the phone lines, we go to Terry in Carrollton. Terry, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Hi.
My neighborhood has a bad rabbit problem. They're eating my Bermuda as well as any plants that I put out. Mm-hmm. I'd like to sell my house, but they're making an eyesore, so I'm looking for a deterrent or some trick or maybe even just some very resistant plants.
I wish I had all over any of that to help you. I don't know that anybody has that information. There are some plants that are less attractive to rabbits than others, but when you get a rabbit in a very urban area and other rabbits have eaten all the good stuff, then they'll eat almost anything. One of the things that I have found that has helped us in the country, we live in a rural area and are not completely fenced. I put up some fencing this year for the first time in 37 years to try to keep the feral hogs off our property, but we're still not totally fenced in. We have 11 acres. We have rabbits. I have found that growing things in large containers up above ground makes it impossible for them to eat those things in terms of my flowers. In terms of ground cover and shrubs and such, it seems to work, at least in my case. I overseed my lawn. I have a couple of areas where we have bare ground. In the summer, it doesn't matter because of the shade. The trees take the moisture and there's no mud. But in the winter, our dogs would be running through mud. And so I sow ryegrass, and I find that the rabbits are there. They prefer that. So if you have an area where you could plant ryegrass in an empty vegetable garden over the winter, or even to overseed part of your yard where they are, or all of your yard, then that can help. There are people who will point fingers at you, even some cities in the Metroplex, one I can think of, that don't allow overseeding because they say it uses too much water. I have overseeded. I have not run my sprinklers all winter. I haven't used any extra water. It's not as lush as it normally would be because we haven't had the rain, but I beg to differ with that opinion. Just planting the ryegrass doesn't mean that you're using the water. So that's, and it still is, there's enough ryegrass at my home to keep the rabbits happy. So that's another option, but I don't, the repellents and things just don't work. They wash away too soon. So that's the best answer I have, and it at best is a pretty lousy answer.
Okay. Okay, thank you so much.
But I tried. All right, thanks for the call. Let me tell you right now about Scotts and the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. Texas, you may have noticed, has been enduring a terrible drought. Our plants and shrubs took a real beating. This is the perfect time to get out there to start repairing that damage, and with just three steps, your plants and garden can be on the road to recovery. First, there's preparation. It's important to start with Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Garden Soil to improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. Second, fertilize, and remember that water alone is not enough. Use Miracle-Gro Liquifeed to give your plants the nutrients they need to withstand the drought. And third and finally, put down a layer of Scotts Naturescapes mulch to help retain precious moisture. You'll find all the Miracle-Gro and Scotts products you need for your project at your local Lowe's and other great retailers across Texas. That's Scotts Miracle-Gro. Two fine names I hope you'll remember. Scotts and Miracle-Gro, together doing their job. Scotts Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Garden Soil, Miracle-Gro Liquifeed, and Scotts Naturescapes Mulch.
Hear it as it happens. The news and talk of Texas. News Talk, 820 AM, WBAP.
All right, thank you very much. The number to my magazine office, just very quickly, in case you've been trying to call, as a reminder, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. Baylor Plano, Baylor McKinney. What does that mean? Well, that means two fine hospitals. I'm proud to tell you about these hospitals. It was at Baylor Plano 9 years ago, that our daughter's life was saved. And Baylor McKinney, where my wife serves on the board, and we are trying to give back to the Baylor system just because we really believe in Baylor medicine. Athletic injuries can happen on the court. They can happen at home. Athletic injuries are not always... don't always happen in athletics. They're not just for athletes. They happen to anyone, anytime, anywhere. And that's why the orthopedic specialists on the medical staff at both Baylor Plano and Baylor McKinney treat all kinds of everyday injuries, such as rotator cuff, tendonitis, and ACL injuries. You can slip on ice and get one of those injuries. It can happen. With extensive experience in joint replacement, sports medicine, foot and ankle, and general orthopedic needs, they have you covered at Baylor Plano, Baylor McKinney. The orthopedic specialist will design a treatment that fits you and follow-up care to help you stay pain-free. They don't want you to be hurting. So if you have an injury, give yourself a sporting chance at full recovery. Talk to those specialists at Baylor Plano or Baylor McKinney. We had never been involved with the Baylor healthcare system until our daughter's life was saved, and at that point we realized how really special Baylor is. And it's not just these two hospitals, it's the entire Baylor healthcare system. We are really richly blessed by their having been there for us, and they're there for you. For a referral to an orthopedic surgeon on the medical staff at Baylor McKinney or Baylor Plano, call 1-800-4-BAYLOR. That's the number. 1-800-4-BAYLOR, or visit BaylorHealth.com. It's time right now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. Once again, my buddy, it's Jerry Overton.
Thank you, Neil. It is now 9:33 at the Breitling Energy News Desk. Russia could be facing sanctions from the West. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. And our weather in touch forecast, we're looking for that wind advisory to be in effect all day today until 7 this evening. And should be chilly throughout the day. Temperatures falling into the upper 50s or to the low 50s by about 5 this afternoon. Cloudy, cold, and breezy tonight with a low of 34. Tomorrow, sunny, milder, still below average, though. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles an hour, 58 for the high. Going to be a little warmer for you on Tuesday, but the winds will be back, and that could add to the fire danger. We have 51 degrees at DFW Airport. Checking the ClassicChevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch. No accidents to be reported at this time. Do have a couple of construction issues. You've got on the Dallas North Tollway, southbound from Spring Valley to 635 LBJ, construction blocking the left lane until noon. Also on the North Tollway from Harvest Hill Road to 635 LBJ, construction there until noon as well, and that's going to be blocking the left lane. Well, the West is readying sanctions against Russia while Ukraine's Crimea votes whether to secede. The U.S. and EU votes say the vote violates Ukraine's constitution and international law. Chief political correspondent George Stephanopoulos talks about whether such sanctions could even be effective, though.
These are actually going to be the most extensive sanctions against Russia since the Cold War. They're going to be putting a freeze on assets and visas for high-level Russians, including those in and outside of the government. But I think when you've got a country like Russia that is so large and they've got so many other ways to get the resources they need, it's unlikely that sanctions alone could do this job. But the hope is that if the West unites around this idea, Russia can at least be deterred from moving further into eastern Ukraine.
And the universities of Washington and Texas will become the first teams in any major U.S. sport to play a regular season game in China when they meet in 2015. Non-conference game is going to be played on November 14th, 2015. Again, the high today was in the mid-50s. We're falling to around 50 degrees by late this afternoon. It's sunny and 47 now at DFW Airport. With the from the Breitling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton. We're back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Thank you, Jerry. Today's SPCA of Texas dog is Lucy, and Lucy is a beautiful, sweet dog who can't wait to find her forever family. She's a three-year-old beagle mix surrendered by the SPCA of Texas just a few days ago. Previous owner had to move away, could not take her with him, and that's really sad. Lucy loves her human companions. And so they invite you to bring out your dog and for a meet and greet. That's always a good plan. And to make sure everybody gets along well. If you don't have another dog, Lucy could be just the perfect dog for you. She's house trained, loves to go on walks. Come meet this sweet girl today. Lucy, the beautiful, sweet three-year-old beagle mix, and she is pretty. She's at the SPCA shelter in McKinney, and that is on Stacy Road, just east of Custer. If you're coming from Frisco, Main Street turns into Stacy at Custer, just a little east on the north side of Craig Ranch, actually. Just like all the pets that the SPCA has for you. Lucy's been spayed. She's had all of her age-appropriate vaccines. You can see all of the dogs and cats and donkeys and everything else they have up for adoption at spca.org/findapet. The Dallas shelter is at 2400 Lone Star Drive off I-30 in Hampton Road, and both of these shelters open 7 days a week, noon to 6. That's the spca.org/findapet, the SPCA of Texas. Pet of the Week.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and more. Busy Bees is the premium bed bug service provider in North Texas. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. Get it? Hey. For more information, visit them at busybees.com. That's BIZZYBEES.
Spring is almost here. Get your landscape ready with products from Soil Building Systems. They offer the highest quality compost, mulches, and soil blends in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Soil Building Systems is now open 7 days a week for your convenience, for pickups and deliveries. Soil Building Systems is your trusted local manufacturer for over 40 years, and they can deliver material right to your door. Call them at 972-831-8181 or drop by their Dallas location at 1770 Y Street. You can also order from their website at soilbuilding.com.
All right, let's talk about Callaway's. How about? Oh, I love having Callaway's on my program. I know that they are so close to you, and they are beautiful, and they are stocked with wonderful plants and great professional nurserymen, great people. Callaway's, the fashion runway is at Callaway's Nursery, and it's fashion plants and flowers of Haute Couture, I'm sorry, I came close. These plants make jaw-dropping additions to your containers and landscape, like Salvia Mannequin, a bright blue blooming thriller that makes a great centerpiece in containers, and you can even use it to create a meadow effect in your landscape. And by centerpiece, they mean the thriller in the center of your big container, patio container. Your house will be the envy of your neighbors. Everyone will know that's a great place, and they'll be asking, how'd you do that? And you'll say, well, I got Salvia Mannequin, and I got it at Callaway's. Now, if you want something really unusual in your front yard or back patio that will turn heads, the Under the Sea Coleus collection from Haute Couture is one of a kind. Sign up to be a Garden Club member on Callaway's website, callaways.com, callaways.com. You'll receive special discounts and offers delivered right to your inbox. Callaway's Nursery, a Texas company, 17 Dallas-Fort Worth locations. Go to callaways.com to find a Callaway's store near you, open 9 to 6 daily. Callaway's Nursery, life lived beautifully, nice people, glad to have them aboard.
Join me online at neilsperry.com. You'll find podcasts of all of my programs, answers to the 1001 most frequently asked questions, and a special offer on my new book. That's at neilsperry.com. Now, back to the program.
And we go to Gwen in Dallas. Gwen, this is Neil. Thank you for being so patient. I'm sorry it took so long. How can I help you?
Quick question.
Sure.
Tomato transplants. I know we're having freezing temperatures, but mm-hmm. when do you think we can get those in?
I would think probably in about a week or 10 days. There's no rush. They'll sit there for a few days if the soil is still very cold. I'd look at the 10-day forecast probably on Wednesday, and if it looks good by then, I think you could. It's a gamble. The latest I've seen a freeze in this area is April 11th. And so you're still a long ways away from that, but you can't wait till then to be planting these things. You take your chance. So I would go ahead and plant them sometime in a week or so. The other critical thing, Gwen, is when you plant tomatoes, be sure that you get only the small and medium-sized varieties, because the large fruiting tomatoes just don't produce well in our heat. They don't set fruit well. So stay away from Big Boy and even better, boy, stay away from beefsteak. That's the all-time loser. You may get two or three fruit off those things, and then they'll say, that's it for us. We're done. It's 90 degrees now. We're through. By comparison, the sweet 100s and the cherry tomatoes will set all the way into midsummer.
Sweet 100s and the cherries? Okay.
Yeah, sweet 100, red cherry, yellow pear, stepping up in size a little bit. You have Roma and Porter. Tycoon is one that is being very highly touted this year and should be available. And then Celebrity has been the go-to tomato for many, many years, an All-America Selections winner. So
have you ever heard of Boxcar Willie? It's an heirloom tomato.
No, but you need to be very careful on the heirlooms. I don't know that one in particular. Uh-huh. The term heirloom tomato just kind of puts a chill up my spine, because I realize, and I've eaten them too, that they may have very special flavors and they may be wonderful, but the problem is that some of them are inbreds. They are not hybrids, and so they lack vigor, they lack disease resistance, and many of them are large fruiting and were selected out of the Midwest, where they will bear fruit, but they don't do well for us.
Okay.
I've had many, many friends say, well, I went against your advice, Neil, and I planted those heirlooms. Man, that was a mistake. I'll never do that again. Now, I don't want to put all the heirlooms into that category, because, for example, Porter tomato ought to classify as an heirloom. It was introduced in the 1920s, I believe. And red cherry is 100 years old, I'm sure. So, you know, those are heirlooms, and they're good, but a lot of the heirlooms tend to be big tomatoes, and be very careful.
Okay, another question. Should we wait till it's really hot to put seeds down for squash and okra and cucumbers? And
Those can be sown a week from now, too. You don't want to wait very long.
Okay.
If you wait very long, you don't want those things getting into the heat, because that's when you get spider mites and other problems. You want to get them in and out of the garden. You know, our gardens are essentially finished, except for okra and one or two other vegetables. They're essentially done and ought to be plowed under by the end of June or early July. I'm not an advocate of trying to keep tomatoes through the summertime. You need to plant some more at that time in late June, early July for your fall crops. So you need to get these things in early enough that you can get the garden emptied when they're through producing at their peak efficiency.
Squash is okra would be a heat.
You would wait a month from now to plant okra. Okra and southern peas, you wait a month. But
very good.
Yeah.
My Indian hawthorn and holly fern look terrible. When should I fertilize those?
Holly fern probably froze, and it may come back. I hope it will. You can fertilize those probably in a week or so. I'm just trying to get past this cold spell.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
And the Indian hawthorn is changing its leaves right now, and the same time would be great for it.
Very good.
All right. I'm glad you called, and I appreciate your waiting. Thanks. David in Denton has also waited a long time. David, I better be good. That's all I can say. You've invested time in me. How can I help you?
Well, I just wanted to give you a side note. You were talking about Baylor McKinney a minute ago. I have the distinct honor of being the father of the very first patient in the ER.
Oh, how about that? Oh, my goodness.
He's fine now.
Yeah, that's great to hear. Well, it's a wonderful hospital. My wife loves serving on their board. It is just she loves that experience. They're great people. How can I help you?
Okay, I put in one of those mother-in-law, father-in-law suite little buildings, like little houses.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to kind of hide the west side. And what I was thinking about doing was taking some cattle panels and stacking them and putting some type of ivy, something in there that would kind of make a privacy wall, something kind of eye-catchy, you know, so they can sit outside. And I have, only thing I think of is trumpet vine, but I think that you told me that a trumpet vine, when it dies out, it doesn't look good. Is there anything that fits that bill?
The only evergreen vines that we have, there are a couple. There's one that is truly evergreen, and that's Carolina jessamine. And then crossvine and what am I leaving out here? Something else that I wanted to mention. Climbing roses are semi-evergreen. They'll still lose a lot of leaves in the wintertime, but, you know, something like climbing pinky rose or Lady Banksia rose would be easy to train because it has no thorns. The thing I would tell you on these is that you always need to remember when you're buying vines to go on a trellis or on a as you say, cattle panel. You need to know how that vine climbs, because some vines have to stick to a wall. And when you said ivy, I'm thinking that's not going to work for him, because ivy has to adhere to a flat surface. It doesn't twine. It does not wrap around. And it won't handle the sun. Boston ivy is an unrelated plant, and it would handle the sun, but it also sticks to the wall. So your choices that you mentioned are good. The ones that we've added in are good. I like Madame Galen trumpet vine very much, and they're probably not going to be sitting out there in the winter anyway. And so the fact that it's bare in the winter probably doesn't matter as much, but that's up to you. I think it's a very handsome vine, and it blooms for 3 or 4 months, whereas everything else that we talked about blooms for 2 or 3 weeks.
Okay, can I put one other little caveat in there?
Yeah.
The soil right there in that area, because it's next to kind of like a feeder creek,
mm-hmm.
that when it rains, but pretty much any amount of rain will make the soil real damp, and it'll stay for a while, or it gets extremely dry and cracked. It's that black dirt. Is there any of those vines and stuff you talked about that you would handle over the other?
No, I'm at peace with all the ones I mentioned, because they're all strong vines. You don't want anything standing in wet soil. Any plant will have trouble with that, so you may need to do something to get the water away from them. If it's a low area, you may have to deal with that. The cracking soil you deal with a garden hose. You just water the plants, otherwise they're not going to grow well for you.
So okay.
I don't think that'll be a factor for you.
I'm kind of in the process of developing this place, so I'll get there, and I appreciate
it. Well, it sounds like those are nice ideas. Thanks for waiting on me. I really appreciate it. All right. Folks, this is the last break of the day, and I want to give you the number to my magazine office one more time, and then I'll give it to you another time at the end of this ad, and that is 1-800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. My book is finished. In fact, it is so finished that it is going onto the press at 8 tomorrow morning. I will see the first page of my book print at 8 tomorrow morning, and I am really pumped about that. I have 44 press checks. They will be separated by 7 hours of turn time. that's going to be a lot of time spent making sure that this book looks the way we want it to look. That's the kind of dedication I've tried to put into this book from start to finish. Our graphic designer, Cindy Smith, has been so wonderful to work with. She never complained, "Cindy, I think it would look better if we did this or that." Carolyn Skye, my editor, made many of those suggestions herself. She's so talented. Folks, we want this to be the horticultural reference book that you've always wanted for Texas. It is so much better than the old, very out-of-date Complete Guide to Texas Gardening books that I did 23 and 32 years ago. The 23-year-old one is still on the shelves. You'll see it in bookstores. This new book is not going to be in stores. It's not going to be on Amazon. So if you go into a store and see a book with my name on it, it's going to be the old one. If you want this one, you need to call my office between now and 11, or you need to order online. It is $24.95. I have not changed the price, even though we have added 100 pages and hundreds of photographs more than we had originally planned. 840 of my photographs are in this book. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening is the name. It is going to be beautiful. It combines everything I have ever written into one handy reference. Now, if you would like to get a subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine in our 29th year, judged to be the best regional gardening magazine in America, you can get that at half price if you buy it with the book when you buy the book, new or renewal, but they need to go to the same mailing address. And so that would be $36.90 for the book and the magazine, or $24.95 for the book alone. Satisfaction guaranteed to every penny. Shipping and handling for either offer is $7. Call my magazine office now. They've been slammed. If it's busy, call right back. Every phone has a person right at that phone. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769. Call before 11 today, 1-800-752-4769, or you can order the rest of today at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com.
Since 1983, the experts at WhizQ Stone have become a leader across the Metroplex, turning landscape dreams into reality. With 22 acres of beautiful natural stones such as flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel, the skilled professionals at WhizQ Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. Visit their outside showroom of extensive displays, which will inspire and help you to create and design your personal outdoor paradise. With many different water features and sitting areas, they have used every element in hardscapes and plantings to show the beauty of all these products and how they can be used in your home. Visit the experts at WhizQ at their display gardens located at 4501 East Loop 820 South in Fort Worth. For more information, visit their website at whiz-q.com or call 817-429-0822. WhizQ Stone, leaders in hardscape and landscaping supplies, helping to build the lifestyle of your dreams.
Black cow. Mature manure, black cow.
If you want the best looking grass in the neighborhood, top dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
As we go from a hard winter to a much hoped for rainy spring, and we got a little bit of a start last night, it's time to be thinking about our foundations once again. You know, foundations really struggle in our soils. These soils are not kind. And what happens to us is that the soil swells when it's wet, and then it shrinks and cracks when it's dry. And all the while, your foundation is out there for that roller coaster of a ride. And the soil may heal back together when it gets moist, but the foundation doesn't. When the parts of concrete that have cracked come back together, together, they are quite abrasive one side to the other, and you end up with more damage and more damage. So you need to have it addressed right away in advanced foundation repair. My advertiser, since 1995, can do that for you. They have done work at my home, and they have done work at my magazine office. One was a slab, one was a pier and beam foundation. They have divisions within the company to heal either of those types of problems. 214-333-0003. One of the really nice things about this company is that all of the while I've been doing these ads for them, their home inspections are always free. They're thorough. It takes an hour and a half. Don't expect them to drive by and give you an estimate and tell you whether you have foundation problems. Expect them to take the time to do it right. They will show you what essentially is a topo map of your floors, showing you where the rises and falls are. And then they'll give you a bid. That bid's probably going to be a lot less than some of the other companies. They'll get the work done efficiently and effectively, and it is guaranteed for the lifetime of the home. Call the best. Call Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. Foundation Repairs. .com, plural, foundationrepairs.com, 214-333-0003, Advanced Foundation Repair. We go to Chuck in Poolville as we near the end of the program. Chuck, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling.
In one of your commercials earlier, you mentioned something bait for grasshoppers, and we had a terrible time out here, and I was wondering exactly what that was and how effective it was.
It is no low bait, and it's effective at its level. I don't know that it's as effective maybe as some of the other things you can do, but all added together, they put together a program for controlling grasshoppers. It's NOLO. The other things that you would need to do is to cut down any tall weeds that are around your property. If they're on somebody else's property, maybe you can ask that they do that or offer to do it for them. They tend to come in from Johnson grass and other tall grasses. Some years they'll be much worse than others. That's the hope that we all have. We have lived in our home for 37 years in rural Collin County, and there have been a couple of those years where we had a major grasshopper outbreak, and then the next year we didn't see them at all. So that may happen. When you spray for grasshoppers, you need to spray in a downward sweep with a general purpose insecticide, and then try to get them as they fly up to escape, and that would be your best bet. But you know, they're very mobile, they're very large, and there will be more. If you have them in your neighborhood and you control those that are on your property, there'll be more that'll come in.
So just is this bait? Is it what it sounds like? They eat it and
that's correct. Die. Yeah, and it is available at lots of places. So I would give it a try, but try the other things that I mentioned as well. Folks, we are out of time. I want to give you the number one more time to my magazine office. It's 800-752-4769 until 11. Happy gardening.